I hope that as Brenda played that, some of the phrases from that song flip through your mind. I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. That's the phrase that stuck out with me. For truly, our salvation is because of Jesus. Perfect, sinless, a loving, powerful Son of God, but he died for you and me. Praise the Lord. Thank you for him. So good to be in God's house this morning. Glad you're here. Pray that each one of you receives a special blessing from the Lord. A couple of things I'd like to mention. My granddaughter Maggie, that spent the last 3 weeks in the Amazon in Brazil with a mission team from ORU. She's back in Tulsa. Talked with her last night. She was so excited telling me I couldn't understand everything she said. But she had a great, great trip. And so I praise the Lord. Some of you helped pay for her trip. Many of you prayed for her. So thank you for that. Also, my daughter, and son-in-law, Brian, went to Australia at the same time and got a text about 7 o'clock this morning that Sarah was on the plane coming back from Australia. Should be in Dallas by about 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. So be praying for her as she flies back. Brian's going to stay and see if he can find out what happened to their stuff. If you don't know that story, when they got ready to leave Australia last July, they got one of those shipping crates, containers. It looks like back of a tractor trailer truck. Put their stuff in it, furniture and clothes and tools and whatever else that they had. Contracted with some shipping company to have it delivered, and they were looking for it in October. Be there in Oklahoma. Last they heard, it hadn't left the spot they left it. When they finally got a hold of somebody, they said, "Oh, the lady that you dealt with quit. She didn't tell us anything about your shipping container." And so Brian's trying to work that out. So pray for him. Pray for him. I've teased him for the last 6 months that I'd just fly over with him. We'd put an outboard motor thing on that container and get a couple of long paddles and we'd get it here. Might take us a little while, but it may come to that. I don't know. All right. Thank you for being in the Lord's house. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your care and your love. Father, I do thank you for a safe trip and a good time of ministry for Maggie and her team. Father, I thank you for your blessings. I pray for now for safety for Sarah as she flies back, and pray for Brian as he tries to work out the details of what happened. And Father, I thank you that today the Holy Spirit is here, reminding us of the sacrifice our Savior Jesus made when he died on the cross. And Father, I pray that the reality of his love for us will radiate into every person that's in the sound of my voice today. Thank you for your love, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Continue on with our service today for Communion Sunday, and nothing but the blood, reminding us without the shedding of their blood, there would be no forgiveness. So we're thankful for that. Let's all stand together. Jeff has us on the boards, and all four verses, I'm assuming. Yes. Okay, good.
Blood of Jesus.
blessed. So, of course, today we're doing what we're doing. And then tonight we will do a 5 o'clock adult prayer time and a 5:30 discipleship training, and then our youth, 5:30 to 7:30. Any changes on any of that? We're good? Okay. And Wednesday, June 3rd, we will have a 10 a.m. Wings meeting, Miss Rosina. Okay. Good to see you back with us this morning. Yes. We're thankful that you're better. The 6:30 adult Bible study, as usual, and then deacons meeting, 7:30. Okay?
I did have one correction. I'm sorry.
Yes.
The children will go from 5 to 7.
Yours is 5 to 7. Okay, so make that correction so we all are at the right time. 5 to 7. Perfect. Thank you, Grant. Did I totally miss you? I'm sorry. I probably did. You probably was sitting there going, okay. So deacons meeting for Wednesday night, 7:30. So add that to your bulletin. Miss Kathy asked me to make sure we put that on there. Next Sunday, we're back for our usual Sunday morning services and no evening services next week. And, of course, today is our observance of the Lord's Supper. Vacation Bible School is coming up. So I think there's a sign-up sheet June 26th on that Friday and the 27th. What a Mess VBS. I think that's a perfect name. What a Mess VBS. I like that. That's very fun-filled. That's the truth. And a messy adventure. So let's join the girls and the children and have a great time with that. And there is still the sign-up sheet in the back.
Yes, if we could get as many volunteers as possible,
yes.
There's definitely plenty of room. And then I also have little flyers printed that I'm
going
to put at the front of the church after service today.
Okay,
so
good.
If anybody wants to pick some up, ask them out.
Great, great. Invite your friends, yes. So, Emily will, you're going to put the banners up? Yes. Okay. Good. Good. So it's around the corner. Graduates, if you have not let Brenda or Kathy know, please make sure if your child is graduating from something somewhere, that we know about that. The sealed bids for our tank is over today. So, okay. So, Brenda has everything that we need for that.
Just turn it in to Brenda.
Turn it in to Brenda. Okay. Perfect. Email changes for those that have those. Leonard and Kathy's are at the bottom. And congratulations to them on their retirement. That's great. So, yes, every day Saturday. I hear people say that. Yeah, every day Saturday. And Saturdays are too tough at my house. I think I'll just keep at it. Yeah, I don't want 7 of those or 6 of those. So, is there any other announcements we've missed? Anything? Anybody has? Okay.
Oh, I want to thank everybody for the barbecue.
Yes. Good. It was delicious.
Wasn't it around $1,100? $1,145?
Good.
Amen.
That's great. Yeah, it was.
So thank y'all.
Thank you. It was very, very, very good. Yes, we thank you. So we'll move on to our prayer request. Yes. Lori. Yes. We mentioned him earlier today. That service will be, a memorial. Okay, a celebration of his life, yeah. Yes, for all of us that have been the animal route, we're very familiar with Dr. Sam. I promised him in 2017 he would not see me again. After the 4th lab, which we were so blessed with at our home, I said, I promise you, I will not see you again. Not here anyway. But he was a great vet. He really was. He was a wonderful man. I enjoyed seeing. I'm sorry.
He did graduate from
Auburn. Oh well, okay, yeah. But he was a long time vet in our area, and we are very, very blessed to have had him. We do have quite a list. Is there any additions, deletions?
I have a couple.
Yes.
So my cousin Angie Kessel that comes, she's yes. in the hospital right now with pneumonia. So please pray for her. Yes.
Angela. Kessel. Angela yeah. that's been coming, yes.
She's in the hospital right now with pneumonia. So please pray for her. And then Robert's best friend's girlfriend, Donna Haycock, passed away yesterday evening.
Yeah,
so
family of Donna.
I've got her on the prayer list. And then I have James Davis is his name. I've got him on the prayer list. And then I've had some people ask to add Brian Osborne.
Okay.
And then Kevin Honeycutt. Brian is battling needing a liver transplant, and Kevin Honeycutt is battling serious cancer. So we'll pray for him.
Okay. Is that our Kevin that was in Oakboro for years at the mechanic?
Yes.
Okay. So it's one of our local. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear that. Any others that we need to lift up on our prayer list? Anything specific for anybody? We do have quite a list. We have recently spoke with Ronnie Dry's wife. Gary and I got to talk with her, and Ronnie's just waiting on a miracle, or he's okay with whatever the Lord has planned for him. But he's in his latter stages of cancer.
Todd, I have.
Yes. Celebrating birthdays, it looks like a lot next week. Charlie Stroop, I claim him for sure. June 4th, Adeline, June 6th, Zach is June 6th. Oh, y'all get to share the same day. Okay, that's all right. Just one party and we take care of, yeah. And then Pat Burgess celebrates on June 7th. Has anyone seen Miss Pat recently? No.
About 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
I suffered with a cold at that time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So keep Miss Pat in your prayers. Is there any others? And then, of course, for our anniversary, actually tomorrow, Ted and Bonnie, I'm missing Ted today. I don't know what year for them, but that will be their special day tomorrow, so let's remember them. Anyone else?
Avery's birthday is 14.
Avery, okay. Y'all have a lot of June going on, don't you? Okay. So Avery is the 14th.
Yeah, that's the
big one. Yeah, Gary gets to celebrate another one, too, in June. Yeah, he probably don't want to talk about his, but yeah.
He can't stand
it. Yeah, I know, right? Okay. So is there anyone else? Okay. If not, I'm going to ask Leonard to lead us in prayer, please.
Our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come to you today, Lord, we come to you thanking you, Lord, for all the blessings you've already given us. And Lord, before I ever ask you for anything, I just want to thank you for all you've done for me and all you've done for my family and all the blessings you've given to us. And then for our church, I thank you for Barber's Grove Baptist Church. Help us, Lord, now, Lord, continue to grow into the future.
together, if I can find my bulletin, I think we're in the right place. We have come into his house to worship, both verses of that song today. Stand with me, please.
Thank you, Ms. Tonda, for leading us today. This morning, I want us to talk about some lettuces. Now, I can just see the wheels turning in a couple of you's head. That vegetarian preacher wants to talk about salads. But I'm not talking about L-E-T-T-U-C-E. And that green stuff that you make salads out of and put on your hamburger or whatever. I'm talking about a whole different lettuce. L-E-T, one word. U-S, second word. Let us. It's an encouragement and an admonition and a challenge to do certain things. Now, here in the South, we mostly make a contraction and say let's. Wasn't in that song, let's forget about ourselves and worship him. You know, we use it, let's go out to lunch after church this morning. Let's go fishing. Let's go golfing. Let's go shopping. Let's get together and pray. We use that for a lot of ways. Well, in the book of Hebrews, there's some passages in chapter 10 of Hebrews where several different times we're challenged to let us do certain things. And we're going to look at those in just a minute. But first, we need the background. So turn to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, and it will give us the background that will help us understand what he's talking about. We're again at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. Even though God instituted the law and all the sacrifices for the various sins and various things that were wrong, he says that could never make man perfect. No matter how many animals were sacrificed yearly, they could never make man perfect. Verse 4 says, it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away our sin. No matter how many bulls, how many goats were put on those altars, they could never take away our sin. Verse 10, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Now, it'd be good if you go home and read everything that's between those verses. But the writer of Hebrews reminds us that it is through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the blood of Jesus Christ, that our sin is dealt with. It is through the blood of Jesus Christ that we are forgiven. We are made perfect. Verse 12, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins, forever sat down at the right hand of God. His one sacrifice on the cross, which you're going to celebrate in a few moments, was a one-time deal, and it did away with our sin forever if we receive it. Now, we can reject that sacrifice and say, well, I don't want Jesus as my Lord and Savior. It's like the newsletter I wrote about 3 weeks ago where the man chose to go to hell. God didn't send him. He chose to go to hell and reject what Jesus did for him. But he said, this one man, Jesus Christ, made a perfect sacrifice forever. And we celebrate that. We ought to celebrate that. We ought to thank him for it. We ought to praise him for it. We ought to worship him for it. The scripture says, apart from the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin. And apart from the shedding of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no eternal forgiveness. Verse 14, for by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. That ought to make you shout. That offering he put on the cross is growing you into maturity and perfection. And sanctified means holy. Because of the blood of Jesus, we can be like Jesus. We can grow into maturity, spiritual maturity. We can grow into spiritual holiness. God already sees us as holy. God already sees us as forgiven. Now, it's like he sees us through the filter of the blood of Jesus. And he sees what we are. Sometimes we look in the mirror and say, well, you know, I'm not that great. But God has perfected us through the Lord Jesus Christ. His blood, his sinless blood shed on the cross, made everything right. Verse 16, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. The Old Testament folks just had the laws that were written down. And they had to sort of check off the list. I don't do this. Oh, I need to do this. God puts it in your heart. If you're walking with the Lord, if you're really walking with the Lord, you will know, no, I don't need to do that. I don't need to think that. I don't need to say that. Or I need to do this, and I need to do that, and I need to do this other, and I need to say this other. There's something in our hearts. There's something in our hearts that the Holy Spirit teaches us. I remember my friends and I, when we were in youth group, we used to pester our youth leaders week after week. Tell us, do we do this? And is it okay to do that? And is it okay, wrong to do that? We want them to make us a list. And what they should have taught us was learn to listen to the Holy Spirit. Learn to listen to the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit will never tell you anything that contradicts the Bible. The Holy Spirit will never contradict the Word of God. But the Word of God, empowered and enlightened by the Holy Spirit, right in our hearts. We have something that the Old Testament folks never had. And that's beautiful. And I love verse 17. Their sins and iniquity will I remember no more. Praise the Lord. God says, if you've repented, if you've confessed, if you've put your sin under the blood, God says, I forgot it. Now, the devil brings it up real often. He brings it up real often. He tries to pester us and torment us sometimes with our sin. And we know they're forgiven. And sometimes I go back to the Lord and I say, now, Lord, you remember back in 1963, I did this, that, or that. Lord said, no, I don't remember it. I don't remember it. Why? It's under the blood. It's forgiven. It's forgiven. Their sins and iniquity will I remember against them no longer. Now, on that basis, let's turn to some letnesses. Verse 22. Because of what Jesus has done for us on the cross, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, our body washed with pure water. He said, with an assurance, let's draw near to the Lord. Let's draw near to the Lord. And especially, that's good news for you ladies. You remember the setup of the temple? You got the, out here in the far outer court, the Jewish men that were not anything. And then you had the ladies. And if they, there's a sign there at the door said, you come past here, women, you're going to die. And then they had the Jewish men who were followers of the Jewish faith. Sign, you come past here, you're going to die. And then they had a sign for the Jewish priest. And they had a court. And at last there was the Holy of Holies, that only the high priest could go in one day a year. And I've read that they tied a rope around his ankle so that if he dropped dead in there, they could drag him out because nobody could go in there and get him. Now you think about it. It's like if we were having church and we said, now you ladies, bring your lawn chairs and sit out there, and Wes, you hook it up so that they can hear services out in the parking lot. Now, men, you come on in. you come on in. Hey, he says, let us draw near with full assurance that you're welcome. Amen. Praise the Lord that you are welcome into the presence of God as long as you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It doesn't matter, male or female, red, yellow, black, or white, you are welcome in the presence of God. And he says, with full assurance, draw near. You can have as much of the presence of God as you want. You remember the children of Israel, when they first came out of Egypt and they went to Mount Sinai, and the lightnings and the rumblings and the earthquakes and everything, and they've God's voice, and they said, Moses, you go talk to God. We're going back to camp. And then you come tell us what God said. No, they could have come closer, but they chose not to. They could have come closer, but they chose not to. You can spend a little time with the Lord, much time with the Lord. And I know at various points in our lives, you got little kids, you don't have nearly as much time and energy. Depending on the job you have, but we can draw near to the Lord. We can find time. I'm thinking about a friend of mine that back when you had the cassette players in you, on the radio in your car, and his job required a lot of traveling, he listened to God, Bible teaching 7 or 8 hours a day, and it's amazing how he grew in the Lord. Because he chose. And so he says, let's draw near, and we can do this. Why? Because our hearts have been sprinkled and our bodies have been washed. In other words, we realize, hey, I'm a child of God. The blood of Jesus covers me. I'm forgiven. We don't have to come afraid that God's going to zap us. We just come right on in. It's like I preached last week. We can have a face-to-face relationship with Jesus rather than long-distance phone call with some static on the line. He says, because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, let us draw near. Verse 23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Cling to your commitment to the Lord. The devil will always, always, always try his best to separate you from the Lord. It may be through your job. It may be through some family deal. It may be worldly things. You know, the Bible says, he that loves the world doesn't love the Lord. And it seems like more and more and more and more attractions that the devil has brought up for us to be enticed away from the Lord. All of us old folks remember the blue laws. All the businesses were closed on Sunday. A lot of them closed Wednesday nights. I remember the grocery store I worked at when I was 12, this pre-curb market days. He closed at 12 on Wednesday because he was a deacon in his church. If you wanted groceries, you had to go somewhere else. You weren't going to get them at his place. And he was closed on Sunday. And he made a pretty good living, I think. So many attractions. But he says, cling to your commitment. Don't backslide. And if you find out you're in a backsliding position, best thing to do is get on your knees and say, God, I messed up. Forgive me. I want to get back committed once again. how many people that were once on fire for Jesus are no longer on fire for Jesus? Church rolls are full of them. And it's amazing how quick you can lose it. I was thinking about this when I first went to Brush Creek, 23 years old, knew zilch about being a pastor. Don't know a whole lot more now, but I didn't know anything then. And wanted to do an outreach program. Well, you know, nobody had computers back in those days. And so I went to somewhere and bought a big sheet of white poster board. And I drew some lines. And over here I put like Billy Joe Bob, that's a backslidden church member, and Jamie Sue, that's a lost person. And of course that gave them a block. And over here was a date, you know, and said, okay, on such and such a date, and they gave a little block here, these people visited Billy Joe Bob and talked to him about the Lord. And so that could keep a record of who visited whom over a period of time and say, oh, nobody's been to see this person. We need to send somebody. When that period of months of visitation was over, I just stuck it behind the filing cabinet. Several years later, I pulled out some of those poster boards, and it was shocking. Over here is the so-and-so that visited Billy Joe Bob. Oh, and but the last one, this person that did the visiting back then had to be visited by somebody else because they no longer came to church. It's amazing how just in a year or 2 years' time, they went from being so committed that they'd go out and knock on doors to somebody had to come knock on their door. The writer said, it's because of what Jesus did for you, hold fast to your conviction. Hold fast to your commitment. Hold fast to your profession of faith. And then verse 24, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, so the much more as you see the day approaching. He says, let us think of others and encourage them. Encourage them to be faithful. Think of others. You know, it's so easy to point our fingers when sometimes a sympathetic heart can make the difference. How many people need love? You think about single folks, widows, widowers. You think about usually women that are abused by their husbands. You know, when you're standing out in front of the church and you see a lady come in and she's wearing dark glasses and she's got heavy makeup on, and you know what kind of man her husband is, and he's beat the tar out of her. She needs to be loved on. He said, let us encourage one another. Let us encourage one another. Because there are people all around that need to be loved. Some people, the only hug they get all week is the ones they get at church on Sunday morning. They're alone. They're alone. Let us encourage one another. Especially, he says, as we see the day approaching. As we see the fact that Jesus could come at any moment. Jesus could come at any moment. And even if we don't have the rapture of the church, one of these days, we're going to leave here through death. And he says, let's encourage one another to be faithful. And it all goes back to what Jesus did for us on the cross. Because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, we can draw near to him. We can hold fast to our faith. And we can be an encourager. And you never know who needs your encouragement. It's amazing. Sometimes, I want to say this. You may be the one that needs to encourage this person, and another person needs to be the person that encourages that other one. But if the Lord lays people on your heart, whether it's an email, a text, a phone call or a greeting card or a letter or a visit or a hug. Be an encourager. Be an encourager. How's the little chorus go? They will know we're Christians by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. Every so often on my phone, there'll be a little article about why we stopped going to church. And they'll have 8 or 10 or 12 or 20 people that give a testimony of why they stopped going to church. And for most of them, it's because they went to a church where there was no love. They were censured. They were ridiculed, they were abused, they were ignored. And he says, listen folks, be an encourager. And y'all do a good job of it here at Barber's Grove. But think about who needs your love today. As we come to the Lord's table, I invite you to come. Enjoy what the Lord has done for you. Enjoy what the Lord has done for you. When our deacons come and we'll observe the Lord's Supper. Now, we didn't do an invitation right then, but at the end of the service, whenever we sing Blessed Be the Tithe, if there's someone that needs to make a decision, if you need to come to the altar or something to share with me, just feel free to step out and come and share. The Bible says that that night the Lord took the bread, he blessed it, he gave it to his disciples. He said, this is my body. It's broken for you. Kenny, would you lead this prayer?
One of us, that we recognize that love
Since Jeff has the bad leg. To the song Brenda was playing, Jesus paid it how much? All. He didn't pay part of it and leave you pay part of it. You know, sometimes the devil wants you to say, you didn't, you got to pay for your own sin. Now, you may pay the consequences if you do something, but your sin's forgiven by Jesus who paid it all. You think about the manna that the Lord gave the children of Israel in the wilderness. It was always enough and always sufficient. It sustained them for years and years and years. I don't know what kind of, it was angel's food, one scripture says, heavenly bread, but whatever it was always enough. As you partake of the bread, remember Jesus did pay it all. In the same way, the Lord took the cup and he blessed it. And I'll ask Brother Jeff to bless the cup.
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this day and for your blessings. Father, I thank you for each and every one here today, and we ask a special blessing for each of us. Father, we ask that you bless this cup as it represents blood and shed. Father, we ask that you be with us, lead and guide, protect us. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Jesus is very powerful. It washed away your sin, made you clean and pure and holy. Be thankful. Be thankful. He said, "This is my blood. Drink ye all of it." Tonda's going to lead us in singing, "Blessed Be the Tithe." If you need to come, share anything with me here, or if you need to come to the altar, would you come? Jesus be all over you as you leave this place today. In his name we pray. Amen.